This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Getting up. At a campaign rally in Oakland, California, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he's going to have a big day a week from Tuesday.
I think we're going to do well in South Dakota on that day, in North Dakota, in Montana, in New Mexico, and New Jersey as well.
Sanders also predicts he'll win the California primary June 7th. Edward Snowden, currently holed up in an undisclosed location, is getting praise from former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder.
Holder says Snowden performed a public service in spurring a national debate about secret domestic surveillance. In a podcast interview with CNN, Holder says the ex-National Security Agency contractor should still return to the U.S. to stand trial. In 2013, Snowden leaked classified details of the government's warrantless surveillance program, then fled the country. Holder says Snowden had grown concerned the domestic spying programs weren't providing a substantial return of useful intelligence, but he says Snowden should have to face consequences for his actions. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
In remarks to Arlington National Cemetery Monday, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford says more than 1 million soldiers have died battling for America's freedom.
Over 100,000 in World War I. Over 400,000 in World War II. Almost 40,000 in Korea. Over 58,000 in Vietnam. And over 5,000 have been killed in action since 9/11.
President Obama placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. Authorities say they've rescued another 40 people from floodwaters in Texas. Harris County spokesman Francisco Sanchez says the recent flooding has produced a volume of water that's hard to believe.
Just in like Houston alone, they were flowing 4 billion gallons of water over the spillway. That could fill a Astrodome every 5 minutes. That's the kind of water that's going through here.
This is townhall.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-936-5348. That's 1-800-936-5348. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
An American has been charged in an attack on a police car during protest in Paris earlier this month.
In the incident, masked protesters were caught on video smashing and torching a police car while two officers were inside. The male driver fought off the assailants when he got out of the car but was hospitalized, while his female partner suffered only slight injuries. Under questioning, the 27-year-old American man, whose identity is not being released, acknowledged being at the protest on May the 18th when the violent attack occurred, but denies any role in the violence. Prosecutors say he has no fixed address and remains in custody. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The bodies of 32 Australian service personnel and their dependents, many of them killed during the Vietnam War, were handed over by Malaysian soldiers to their Australian counterparts Tuesday. Australian officials say it's among the biggest single reparations in the nation's history. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A fight is brewing in the Senate over special immigration visas for Afghans who assisted U.S. troops and diplomats during the Afghanistan war.
The chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Senator John McCain, together with military...
Are you...
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Welcome back, America. We're talking about the things that matter to you, that are most important, that are going to frame this next generation, this 21st century America in which we live in. Jenny Beth Martin is with us right now, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, I want to bring you on right away because we've got lots to talk about. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me today.
Well, boy, this news about John Koskinen, this just gets to be weird. I mean, even when he was being investigated, was called up to the Hill to explain what was going on with the IRS, he just had such an attitude about him that it was like, why am I wasting my time with you guys? And his attitude just continues to go. I mean, it's galling to me.
It is. He has an attitude of arrogance and disdain for the people who are there to hold him accountable, which in this case is Congress. And yesterday, the House Judiciary Committee had hearings with, and the witnesses for the hearings were members of the House Oversight Committee who are calling for the impeachment of John Koskinen. He was hired to clean up the IRS after the revelations of the targeting that happened to groups with Tea Party Patriots in their name was revealed, and to restore the public trust. And instead, he's made matters worse, and he's eroded that trust even further. He misled or flat out lied to Congress, and it's time for him to go.
Yeah, I mean, he destroyed evidence on top. I mean, who destroys evidence when you're during an investigation, they tell you, they go, hey, we want this product here. And what does he do? He goes back to the department, back to the agency, and, you know, forget about President Nixon in 18 minutes, and he just wholesaled, you know, hundreds of items. He vaporizes, and he didn't do a real good job because I think there were still, like, over 700 other pieces of paper and information that he didn't destroy, right?
Yeah, what we're talking about here are emails that Lois Lerner and other employees of the IRS had during the height of the targeting scandal, trying to determine what it was that motivated them, exactly what set them off, and how they went about this targeting. We need to understand what was going on in their minds and what happened with it so that we can make sure there are procedures in place to prevent this from happening in the future.
Jenny Beth, do you really think that's going to happen? I don't mean to be cynical.
That
we'll find out what was in their mind. Yeah, what was in their minds, because this thing is so systemic.
No. I don't think that we will, but the evidence would have given us some clues so that we could set up safeguards to prevent this from happening in the future. The evidence is gone. The hard drive mysteriously crashed. The backups of the hard drive, which existed when John Koskinen took the head of the FBI, but the IRS's position, took that position, those backups existed. He did not tell the tech team not to destroy them. He never even mentioned to Congress that there were backups when he said that the hard drive had failed. And the evidence is gone now. Those backups are gone. He did nothing to prevent that from happening.
Exactly. Well, he's, on the face of this, Jenny Beth, He's just totally incompetent and a deceiver. You know, he's running on a whole nother agenda, protecting the IRS. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, I mean, okay, so you don't know the root system of the problem, but you know the fruit. I mean, the fruit is real obvious. They broke the law. They went beyond their purview and affecting and going after conservative groups. Clearly, they were targeted. I don't know, you know, how much more evidence. I mean, look at the tree. The fruit is hanging right there. And I was talking with somebody else earlier about the impact. Jennifer Burke, we were talking about the impact that even to this day, their actions have had on the Tea Party, on the machinations, its influence in the political process because of what Lois Lerner did.
Yeah, I cannot overstate the impact that this targeting had on Tea Party patriots. We're the only nationwide organization that was targeted in the manner we were. There were other state and local groups, but it made it almost impossible for us to compete with existing organizations. And then once we finally got the certificate from the IRS, within a month, we find out that people who donate to Tea Party groups were 10 times more likely to be personally audited. It is crushed fundraising abilities for us in many ways. We continue. Mm-hmm. We're not going to let this stop us. But
Right. But
it's a real problem. It's a very real problem. And it silences speech because we can't assemble together as easily as liberal groups could.
Yeah, exactly. And you think of the impact that this had on the 2012 election, Jenny Beth. I mean, you know, people are, you know, forgetting that. They neutered the Tea Party patriots and other conservative groups. And what do you think that they did? They just went back into their shells and protected themselves. And who wants to get involved with the government and go through all the auditing and everything else that they did? I mean, this is unconscionable. This is why I say whether it's Koskinen or whoever it is, I mean, this is such this systemic issue. And Lois Lerner to get off scot-free and for us to continue to give her some kind of golden parachute in retirement after all that she's done, it's like, wait a minute, isn't there some sort of ethical clause or something within the government structure that says, you know, if you're an idiot and you're doing something and you break the law, we're not going to cover your retirement like this.
And there's not. And that's the thing that's so frustrating about what's happened. No one's been held accountable. It was May 23rd, 2013, when Lois Lerner first took her administrative leave, and now she's in retirement. All this time, she continues to have either was paid leave or now her paid retirement benefits. There's no accountability. And Koskinen, he had an almost impossible job. I will grant him that. It was a very difficult job. But he made it worse. He's made the situation worse. Imagine if you or I said to the IRS, hey, sorry, we lost our stuff, our hard drive crashed, and we just destroyed the backup. We don't want to show it to you. Sorry.
Right.
They're not going to take no for an answer. They'll levy our accounts.
Exactly.
They will not take no for an answer. So it's time for them to be held accountable. And it's crucial. It's crucial because we have to restore this public trust. The IRS, whether we like the IRS or not, they have a legitimate function, and the public must be able to trust them.
Well, it is an important function, and it's one that needs to be honored on all levels for what they represent. When they have the power and authority, I mean, our founding fathers were aware of this. In terms of government agencies, not particularly the IRS, because the IRS wasn't set up back then, but just the overreach of these agencies, what they could do and how they could, you know, influence people and control them. And, you know, this is, like you say, this has been unconscionable that there's been no accountability on this so far. And then you have Koskinen who comes in. He lies. He's deceiving. He's destroying evidence. And then on top of that, he says, I ain't coming to your stinking meeting. You're hearing, okay?
Yeah, it's bad. Listen, the one thing your listeners can do is call your congressman and tell your congressman to impeach John Koskinen. Call for his impeachment because Congress does not want to do this. They're only going to do it if we push. And we have to continue to push to hold them accountable.
Well, watching that committee meeting, that hearing yesterday, it seems they're leaning that way, but they will go with the sentiment of we the people, and I agree. Call your congressman, let them know. Jenny Beth Martin, president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, thank you so much for being with us. It's 15. 15-
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Getting America back on track.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Wall.
Bill Martinez live.
It's not only the walls then, there's walls here in America as well that need to be torn down. If we had a voice like Ronald Reagan to point that out. But we're going through the process. Experience defines preference. And we're starting to see this preference, and hopefully reason and civility will reign overall, regardless of what we saw last night in New Mexico. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Let me ask you, what do Tulsa, Cleveland, Kansas City, San Diego, Durham, and New Haven have in common? Well, they've signed on to the Healthiest Cities and Counties Challenge. Yes, Healthiest Cities and Counties Challenge, new initiative to provide recognition and awards totaling $1.5 million to communities showing measurable changes in health and wellness. Now, the challenge, it is a partnership between the Aetna Foundation, the American Public Health Association, and the National Association of Counties. They're going to reward innovation in just 50 small to mid-sized cities, counties, and federally recognized tribes, making significant positive health impacts. So it's all about getting communities healthy, one person at a time, one neighbor at a time. And, you know, you imagine how this expands. And you've got until May the 31st, that's when applications are going to close. With us right now to break it all down for us, Dr. Mary Lynn Ostrowski. She's the executive director of the Aetna Foundation. Dr. Ostrowski, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. Doing well this morning, Bill, and you?
Well, wonderful. Well, hey, you know, I'm in Maui, Hawaii. How bad can it get, you know?
Well, we have here in Western Mass, like Maui, Hawaii today, in the 80s and sunny.
Yeah, exactly. It's beautiful here. Still a little dark here. You know, there's about a six-hour time difference here. So I was telling producer Scott, I go, I'm going to be glad when I at least get back to California. Six-hour time difference can wear on you a little bit. Well, according to a recent survey, ladies and gentlemen, more than 2,000 Americans, that's 94%, are willing to do something to make their communities healthier. So we've got some positive momentum here, Dr. Ostrowski. I mean, you know, the communities see the issue. I think, you know, some of the things that Obamacare and, you know, have brought to the forefront here is the fact that we need to make healthier choices, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. We need to make healthier choices. We need to empower people to be able to make healthy choices and to have access. I think the big key here when we look at communities and what separates one community from another is oftentimes access to what they need to be empowered to practice healthy behaviors. So when we look at the Healthier Cities and Counties Challenge, that's one of the things that we're looking at. We're looking at communities being able to promote healthy behaviors through creating access to fresh fruits, vegetables, produce in an affordable way so everyone can eat healthy. We're also looking at focusing on community safety and having open green spaces where people can engage in physical activity and children can play. Looking at creating, you know, ample work and living wages, as well as promoting healthy water, clean water, and clean air, just as important. So what we're really looking at through this challenge are what we call the social determinants of health. So they're the things that impact us where we live. And I'm not sure if you've heard the CDC remark and statement that, in fact, your location, your zip code, is more predictive of your overall health outcomes than your actual genetic code. So that really shows us that place matters.
Yeah, without a doubt. Explain to the audience the Healthiest City and Counties Challenge. What is that all about?
So what we're doing is we're actually, as you had mentioned, we are challenging small and mid-sized cities across the country to identify a health issue, one of the social determinants of health, whether it be healthy behaviors, community safety, green open spaces, walkable, bikeable communities, looking at living wages, ample work, looking at quality housing, safe food and water, or healthy food, safe water, clean air, those kinds of things that actually impact the people that live there and their health, and pulling together a cross sector of folks. So people from the communities that live there really want to be part of the solution. They said that survey, 94% of people responded, they want to do something. So that's fantastic. That same survey also showed that more than half of the people that responded to that survey said they gave their city a C minus, a C or below, on the impact of their health and the health of that city. So that's very telling. So the challenge is bringing together a cross sector, because health is more than health care, of people like city planners, your educational institutions, higher ed institutions, corporations, your local public health departments, health plans, hospitals, your housing and urban development folks, and bringing those people around a table to work collectively towards one major health goal to see if they can't move the needle to actually actually make that happen and create that to be a healthier environment for the people living, working, and playing and praying in that environment.
Exactly. Well, you got 95% of the people saying, look, this is a good thing. Let's raise the health consciousness of the constituency. Why not? Now, you've had a number of cities already jump in, right?
We have. We had the six that you mentioned jump in, and we call them our innovator cities or our early adopters. They heard about this and were really excited to get involved. They pulled together some collaboratives. They have some really interesting projects going on. Some of the projects are focusing on community safety through civic engagement and leadership, which is a really unique view on how to improve that aspect within a community. Others are looking at promoting healthy behaviors by looking at corner store initiatives to engage corner store owners in having fruits and vegetables and actually putting them at eye level, right? The marketing strategy, putting them at eye level and within reach of children. So they go for that as opposed to the candy. So there's big initiatives going on like that. As well as cities and counties and tribal communities trying to create more, working with public transportation, creating more opportunities to use public transportation, but also to have more bikeable and walkable communities as well to increase people's physical activity levels.
Right.
So lots of really interesting projects and unique ways of doing things, but that's the power of bringing that collective around the table. You get the collective thinking, but then you also get all the focus of the assets of those collective partners towards one end goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite holistic and comprehensive, and you can see how this thing is going to take on some more tendons and skin and skeletal structure just with the varying ideas of the community participants. Speaking of partners in this, we know Aetna, of course, is helping to lead the way. Who else is partnering with you on this?
So we have partnered with the American Public Health Association. We really wanted to make sure that as we're asking cities and counties to partner and tribal communities to partner with some unlikely partners, that we would actually partner also with other partners and get collective thinking. So we have the American Public Health Association as well as the National Association of Counties, and they are our partners to actually working with us directly. They helped with the development of the program, the implementation, the rollout. They've been really integral to the entire process. And then we also have a 26-member advisory board working with us that has had a lot of input into the process as well. And they have been, they will be the judges panel, so to speak. So none of the partners are actually in the judges panel, so it really is an objective panel.
Well, this is really good fun.
The RFP.
Well, Dr. Ostrowski, we're down to our last 30 seconds or so here. Real quick, where can the people find out more information and participate? Because we know the deadline's coming up, right?
The deadline is coming up, but if you have a project, we really encourage you to complete the RFP, get online. It's healthiestcities.org. All of the information is there. You can read through the RFP. You can submit your proposal. You can learn more about the challenge, about the partners. And soon the Innovator Cities will be up on the site as well.
Well, congratulations on the idea and all the best to you. This is going to be great. Let's get our communities healthy, okay? Dr. Marilyn Ostrowski with us on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate it. It's just about 29 after.
This report is brought to you by Ragu Pasta Sauces. Cooking a delicious homemade meal for your family has never been easier, thanks to the new line of Ragu Homestyle Pasta Sauces. While it may sound daunting and time-consuming to prepare dinner after a long day at work, it doesn't have to be. To make cooking easier, Ragu has launched their new line of Ragu Homestyle Sauces that have a heartier texture and bolder flavor. The ingredients are peeled, chopped, and simmered to perfection. The result is a thicker and heartier sauce that hugs pasta perfectly, making it an easy choice for family meals. Even the most demanding home cook would be proud to serve new Ragu Homestyle Sauces to their family, including Tamara Morey-Housley, co-host of TV's The Real.
I'm a busy mom of two young children, but I make it a priority to set aside time to connect with my family over meals almost every day. And products like Ragu Homestyle Sauces help me do that easily.
If you're looking for summer meal inspiration, check out lifestyle influencer Honeysuckle's YouTube channel for delicious grilled chicken parmesan recipe.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Bill Martinez, live.
Play tambourine with a silver jingle.
And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night.
They never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez, live.
Well, it's always a great day to listen to the boys, huh? Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez, and we got best-selling author Suzanne Eller with us. She's calling women to discover the beauty in following Jesus wherever he leads. Her brand-new book, Come With Me, Discovering the Beauty of Following Where He Leads. Susie Eller right now. Good morning, Susie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you for letting me be with you today.
Are you kidding me? This is an honor. It's good to be talking to you. I mean, you ask a question of all of us, and it's probably one that probably woke you up in the middle of the night, and it is, you know, what if Jesus walked up to you right now and asked you to follow him? What would you do?
Right. You know, and that is the question that I felt the Lord asking. I feel like he's asking all of us. And you know, imagine that he comes to you and he says, follow me wherever I lead you, whatever I ask, and whatever miracle I desire to do in you or through you. And when I posed that question to some women, they said, well, if he asked that, this is what I would do. And I began to look in Scripture, and he does ask that. It's not an if question.
Yes.
It's something that he is asking.
It's more of the question is, are we listening?
It is, you know, and Bill, I don't know about you, but this question was waking me in the middle of the night, and I think that the reason.
Well, why do you think I said? Why do you think I said it woke you up in the middle of the night? Because that's self-experience asking that question.
It is, and that's the thing is sometimes it wakes you in the middle of the night because that's the only place you can catch us. Is that we are so busy and even sometimes in God things. We're so busy that to hear his voice, it comes in the middle of the night. But that led me to the book of Luke, where I began to walk with the disciples daily. I thought it was going to be about a two-week adventure of just listening to Jesus speak to the disciples, watching him interact with people, and it ended up being a two-year journey where I just settled into the book of Luke and began to watch and listen and ask myself, if I begin to live as these disciples did and heard his words and put them into real life, how would that change me?
What a special opportunity to set aside 2 years of time. And I know we talk about it in terms of our Western perspective, you know, of, mm-hmm. of the tyranny of urgent and how important time is. But God knows how important time is. And this is why when we honor God with our time, it is so significant. You know, interesting you say in the middle of the night, I often say that it's usually 3 o'clock in the morning. That's God's clock, you know, and I chuckle at myself because part of my flesh goes, God, you know, can we, you know, go on a different time zone. You know, 6 is good, you know, but 3 yes. works for him just fine, you know. So
yes, it does. Mine was 2 o'clock and it still is 2 o'clock. And I wake up at 2 or 2:30 and just straight up I know that the Lord has something that he's wanting to share that I somehow missed in the busyness of my day.
You know, and interesting, you know, when you talk about missing something, and that is when you're not woken up at 3 o'clock and you feel like maybe you should and maybe you missed a call or something from God,
mm-hmm.
and it just bugs, you know, the holy what have you out of you, at least me anyway, because I just feel like, you know, once you have it, it's that call of David, you know, don't take, God, you can do anything, but don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. It's like, you know, you can do anything, but don't cut off that cord of communication. Did I miss it because of my own indolence and my own fleshly desire
mm-hmm.
and priority and not yours, you know?
Well, that's one of the things that really changed in the last 2 years. I've always loved the Lord from the time that I was a teenager on. But I came to understand that it is our privilege to have communication with God, but it's our invitation to commune with him. And that is a much deeper form. It's getting to hear his voice. It's understanding that the Lord does have something to say. But more so than that, that going to him and just being in his presence, not because you need anything or even that you're waiting to listen to him, but he's worthy of that time.
Exactly. And, you know, for you, you know, to go through this 2 year journey, I know some people are maybe hearing this and going, oh, 2 years, that's because, you know, Susie's special or whatever. But as you say, that invitation is to all of us. I mean, Jesus didn't say, if, you know, I call you. He, you know, his call is still there in the New Testament. You know, come follow me. He says, and, you know, he says his sheep hear his voice, and are we being his sheep or are we just being the goats of the world?
Right. Well, and one of the things that I really began to understand as I sat kind of on the fringe just watching, listening to the disciples and Jesus, is they didn't have the end of the story. As the Lord spoke these words over their heart, as he led them into sometimes really uncomfortable or hard situations, they didn't know what was going to happen, but what they discovered was the awe and the adventure and the challenge of following Jesus wherever he leads. And so one of the ways that that began to change me, Bill, is an opportunity came my way, and I honestly started to say the words, well, let me pray about that. Except for I knew that I knew that I knew that this was a God opportunity, that this was the Lord leading me. And so we sometimes use those very spiritual sounding phrases like let me pray about it as our delay to Jesus. And what I learned is that if he's the one, if I know that I know that I know that he's the one issuing the invitation, it's my privilege to say yes. So to begin to whisper yes where really no wants to take root and to follow immediately instead of waiting.
Well, Susie, you say that Come With Me, your new book, began with one word. What was that one word?
Deeper. Deeper.
Deeper.
I wrote it on a sticky note that night. And it was a wrestling time with the Lord because, like I said, I loved him. I loved him with all of my heart. But I had been in a place of wanting more, not more stuff, because good grief, we're drowning in stuff.
Right,
and
absolutely.
Not more favor, because we were given favor on the cross that will last till eternity. I wanted to go deeper and know him and hear him and ask myself, Lord, you know, the disciples, as they walked with you, and I'm a modern-day disciple, how much deeper are you asking me to go with you? And I just haven't heard from you. Not because of him, but because of even being in the trappings of, I was in ministry, I still am, ministry full-time, and sometimes I would let deadlines and ministry things get in the way of that first love between Jesus and myself. And so I just wanted to go deeper, and if everything else fell away, I still had him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's like that song, I Want to Know You More, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
Is. And that now can you take you down challenging paths, but
exactly.
That's okay.
Yeah, no, it's there's no doubt about it, because the flesh can get cooked during that process, no doubt. The 13th disciple, break that down for us, what you meant by that.
Well, as I began to listen, and like I said, I thought this was going to be 2 weeks, it ended up being 2 years, and to be honest with you, I'm still there, so I'm actually going into my third year. But I wanted to just listen and hear and watch with those, the understanding that they didn't know what was going to take place. And then I began to realize that every word that he spoke to them was absolutely for me, and it was for you. And in a sense, we're all that 13th disciple. We're all that 13th disciple. We're all in that place where he is kind of perched in our boat or calling us wherever we're at. And saying, listen, come with me, and let me show you what I have for you, but also let me show you your part in my plan.
Exactly.
In my mission statement.
Well, Suzanne, we got to wrap this up, sadly, because you and I could be talking for days here, and there's so much more for people to get a hold of. Where can they go real quick? We got about 10 seconds for more information.
SuzanneEller.com.
SuzanneEller.com. Come with me. Suzanne, thank you so much.
Good Stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
This is why the 2016 election is so important, ladies and gentlemen. I think we're a lot smarter. As I've been insisting, experience defines preference. And I'm telling you, if you don't have a better idea today of what is going on in your government, where have you been? It's just like, look, we need you engaged in what is going on with our country, and we need an intelligent and an informed electorate. This has been the problem. The politicians have taken advantage of us. We've been busy about trying to live life, and I understand. You may say, hey, look at Bill, I got kids to raise. I'm trying to put kids through college. I just don't have time. You have to make time. You've got to engage and get involved in the conversation politically here, and particularly evangelicals. I got to tell you, being an evangelical myself, it grieves me to think how people can sit there and just stay in the pew and say, okay, hey, I'm going to leave this up to God. Let God handle this. I don't need to get involved. As evangelicals, we're to be salt and light. We're to be that catalyst in a culture. When you look back historically on this country, it has been Christians, it has been the evangelicals who have been at the forefront of an incredible amount of change and trajectory. And I mean in a very positive way here. But I would say to you, even in spite of the choices that we're faced with today, though most of America, I say most of America, a large number of Americans say, look, I don't like either one of the choices. Well, guess what? That's what we got. And it may be again, as it has been lately, it's the least of two evils, I guess. Some are looking at it, but it's like, okay. They're vying for a job, and you have to think as a project manager, somebody who's hiring somebody, who has the qualities, what kind of president? Think about it. What kind of president do you think America is going to need in the next five, 10 years? What do we need? We know that we've got some key Supreme Court appointments coming up. We've got a country that has been I think more vulnerable than just about at any time. Almost, you might say, it's like 2000 all over again. Militarily, we've been backing off. I mean, we're at military levels that are pre-World War II in certain cases. I mean, you know, the things that are happening overseas in America, just is kind of shrugging at some of this stuff. And I'm not necessarily saying, you know, even though we had a great conversation with Christopher Kelly and talking about how America is invaded, but we've been that, in a sense, the conscience of the world, good and bad. But, you know, this is we're starting to see a theory that President Obama and others like him that think that America should back away and we should not be involved in these issues around the world. Well, we're backing away, and look what's happening. You know, a void cannot exist. You have the rise of ISIS. You have all these bad players now coming on the scene because America is not there to protect the world and protect our interests. And I understand that sometimes, you know, there's a thin line there, and it can be a challenge for people. But look what's happening. You know, we've now seen your theory in play. America backs off, ISIS rises, and we've got a lot of bad players. We've got a pending nuclear Iran going on, and you know, it's a joke. And I say it's a joke because we negotiate with them, and we're being told by our own representatives that all is good. You know, Iran is, you know, they're benign. They're all looking to do good things for their people. And then meanwhile, you see the videos overseas and, you know, the people are, you know, they're jumping up and down and celebrating that, you know, death to America. And these are the people that we're negotiating with. I, you know, as Christopher said, let's go back and remember history with what happened with the Barbary pirates and why our then president said, okay, send in the Marines, because it was clear this was an ideological war. And you know, nothing has changed. Very little has changed from then to now. And the only thing that's changed is, as opposed to having a president that has the wisdom and insight, and I will say this, this is my humble opinion, you know, to be able to see it for what it is versus a president who says, look at, theoretically, I think if we all get together and we all sing from the same hymnal, we can all get along. Well, when somebody wants to kill you, I'm not sure how I can get along with somebody who just wants to kill me for being who I am. So, you know, here it is. So, again, the onus is on us as the electorate to make sure that we're well informed and participating with what is happening in our country. Lisa Conyers is with us right now, and we're going to talk about welfare. The U.S. government spends substantially more on welfare programs. Are you ready for this? $700 billion a year. Now, I want you to get your brain around this. $700 billion a year. Now, that's more than it does on the entire defense budget. Are you shocked? And this is what we've been doing here. Let's bring Lisa on. Lisa Conyers has written, you know, the book, The Human Cost of Welfare, How the System Hurts the People It's Supposed to Help. Lisa, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here. You know, this is something, I mean, for all the money that we the people have invested in welfare and keeping this in perspective, you know, that we want to offer a handout. I mean, this is the nature and kind of it's entwined in the DNA of this country. We're very gracious, very giving country, and we want to support people. But we want to give them a hand up in such a way that it doesn't cause them to lose their dignity. But the current system, more and more, what I'm hearing is that we kind of de-signify people through this process of welfare. What did you find in your research?
Well, you know, I agree. I mean, we are a giving and caring people, and we you know, do want to help those that are less fortunate than us. So I would say the welfare system comes from a good place in our hearts. But sadly, it's actually doing more harm than good to the people who actually get on the programs. And the argument we make in our book is that work is just so essential to human happiness. And it's, you know, how we identify with ourselves and self-actualize and have that feeling of earned success. And welfare programs put people in a position where work is risky and scary. And we incentivize people not working rather than working. And that's bad for them. That's bad for them on a, you know, just very personal, emotional level. And we should be finding ways to fix that and stop just putting people on the dole and saying, you know, stay in poverty and out of sight and don't work, and getting them back into the community and part of, you know, our economy and our culture.
Well, Lisa, you and Phil Harvey, co-author of the book, The Human Cost of Welfare, have cited that, you know, to your point, that we're incentivizing all the wrong thing. And in the process of doing that, we're compromising people's happiness. And I agree with you. We've said on the show for a long time, at the very heart, of every human being, and not only just Americans, but every human being, is you want to have this sense that you've been productive, that you've contributed at the end of the day. And we have robbed people of that. I say we, the system, this welfare system, and, you know, to your point, incentivized all the wrong behavior. And is it any wonder, you know, these people, you know, we have generation of, we have raised generations of welfare recipients. There's not a lot of success that you can come out of there and say, hey, look, at this is what we've done with welfare. We've invested trillions of dollars in welfare, and look at how much better. I mean, there is a career path. There's yes, we got people coming in, but they're, you know, they're going out, you know, as opposed to just coming in and staying there.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And, you know, I traveled around the country for this book. I interviewed people all over the place for many months, and I cannot tell you how many times I heard, this isn't the way I thought my life was going to be. I thought I was going to be part of the American dream. I had, you know, growing up, I was going to, you know, I saw my future as, you know, having the job and the kids and my own home and being able to provide for my family and, you know, be a role model to my children. And now I am just stuck. I am just surviving. I am stuck in this system, and it's just a trap. And that's not right. That's not right that we do that to our fellow citizens. You know, there's something just not what we meant to do.
How do we get on the other side of this, Lisa? I mean, I know at one time, you know, with President Clinton and a bipartisan legislature got together, we effected some welfare reform, and then suddenly, you know, it's like we didn't learn from history. I mean, we saw some positive things come out of some welfare reform, and it looked like, okay, good, we made a right move, but then it wasn't much longer afterwards that we were back into our evil ways, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, that's correct. I mean, the welfare reforms of 1996 were supposed to do just that. They were supposed to provide a bridge from welfare to work, and the whole idea was we added the work component and said, you know, no more of this generational dependence and no more of just being on the dole. If you get on welfare programs, we're going to be gearing you up to go to work. And we placed millions of people in jobs. I mean, it went very well. But over time, the rules eroded, and states started to request waivers, and you know, we made up all kinds of reasons why you didn't have to follow those rules. And, I mean, there were reasons for that. One was, you know, a lot of the work training was divorced from the actual work employers, you know, so the state was providing training, but the employers, it wasn't the training the employers needed, and the employers weren't the ones telling the state, you know, what they needed. So there was a disconnect there. There was also blips in the economy where, you know, when the economy was going really well, it was easy to place people in jobs. When the economy isn't doing so well, it's harder to place people in jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, what's happened is just we've just put aside a lot of those rules. And in our book, I mean, the last part of our book is all about solutions. And they all have to do with how do we get people back to work, because that's the key, is how do we incentivize and make work look more attractive than the dole, and how do we make it possible to sure, give them the help they need, but not make it a way of life and not, you know, disincentivize getting back into the workforce.
Exactly. Lisa Conyers on Bill Martinez Live. Congratulations on the human cost of welfare, Lisa. Where can people get their hands on the book?
Well, you can get the book on Amazon. You can also get it at our publishers, Prager Publishers. And if you go to our website, humancostofwelfare.com, there's a coupon code you can use to get a discount on the book. And there'll be a documentary coming out about the book on PBS this fall, so hope to continue the conversation then.
Well, let's have you back too, Lisa. Let's see if we can do that as well. Congratulations again. Thank you so much. The book will be linked.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.